welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is December 7th, 2022. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers. And we're going to have some beers.
Yay!
And they start with the letter V.
Very impressive.
We are continuing on through the alphabet. And believe it or not, I found beers that actually started with the letter V.
Hashtag Kelsey's winning.
I've got the most crazy letters. She gave me Q and V.
Yeah.
Jeez. Probably get Z too. I do get Z.
Yep. You do get Z.
I get Z. I know some Z words, some Z beers. But for V beers, we are going to have an IPA to start with.
Woohoo!
This one is called Van Gogh IPA. It's a hazy IPA.
Yay, hazy IPA.
I knew Caitlin would like it. She'd be okay for it. Our husbands might drink one or two. Mine will, at least.
Yeah. Mine probably will not. He might make a really funny face, though.
That is true. And this is from No Coast. And it has Starry Night with a Volkswagen van on it as their label.
Super fun.
Pretty amazing. One starry night, the brew crew loaded into an old van and set out for the coast in search of inspiration. When that van, not surprisingly, broke down outside of town, we hitchhiked back to the brewery and spent the night rhapsodizing over a recipe for a West Coast-ish IPA. Van Gogh IPA is a masterpiece of a brew, heavily loaded and double dry hopped with Idaho 7, Talus, and Nazca hops. Pine needle and tropical aromas swirl into a balance of malt nuance, pine resin, grapefruit, and light spice that leaves one heck of an impression.
Ooh. I'll take one heck of an impression.
I took one heck of a sip.
I'm trying to say a funny V word, but all I know is very. And so is voluptuous a word?
Voluptuous, yes.
I want it to be a word, if it's not.
Voluptuous.
Is that a positive word?
It's a very full word.
Okay, I'll go with it. I'm sorry if you already mentioned this, but this brewery is out of Iowa, so it's kind of local and cool.
I did not mention that, but yes, it is a local beer out of Oskaloosa, local brewery. And No Coast, we obviously have No Coasts here.
I like the name. And I think their logo's kind of neat. It's kind of minimal, but it's like a diamond on its side.
Mm-hmm.
And then has the word No and Coast inside the O.
They have some pretty decent beers in the overall. I've really enjoyed most of everything I've had. I do get a lot of the citrus. Almost apple, like green apple.
Yeah.
Still haven't... vibrant? I'm not sure I'm calling this vibrant, but it's on
a good V word.
Edge.
I would say this is a pretty full-flavored IPA. Maybe not necessarily for the beginner, but someone that has mentioned they like craft beer could be into this.
It has a little bit of that funk. So you feel like you get that... almost dryness or farmness to it.
I like that.
I kind of get some of that on the, a little bit of earthiness to it, a little bit on the back of the mouth. Still pretty good though. But I think you're right. It's not like a beginner IPA, but it's definitely it's a advanced friendly beginner. An experimental of, experimental beer drinker.
I love it. Would you consider this beer sessionable?
Borderline. I could probably have two. I think I'd be good after that, though.
Nice. I was kind of thinking the same thing. I'm like, it's kind of, yeah. I probably would have even just said borderline. But I like that we talk about that, so I think I'm going to ask more
often. It has 7% ABV, so it's a little bit up there.
Yeah.
So I'd say it's out of your sessionable range. But I'd probably be okay having two of them.
Yeah, just a less responsible, sessionable option.
Rag rye sessionable option.
Yes.
I would say so.
Nice. So now that we have our beverages, would we like to cheers?
Yes, we would absolutely like to cheers. We would like to cheers to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication.
And the sheepdogs.
And the beer that keeps the world happy.
Clink. In real life, guys.
Yeah, it's a good beer. It's going to be a gone beer.
Yeah, this is going to be fully enjoyed tonight.
It's a good thing we've got a 4-pack. Sometimes we get singles. Sometimes we get 4-packs or 6-packs. Or depends on the beer style and how fancy we're feeling and how confident we might know that we're going to like that beer.
That's very fair. Well, Kelsey, now that we have our beverages, how are you?
I'm good. Life has been very busy. I've been on the road a lot. But I feel like things are finally settling down. I felt this way for the last couple of weeks, and it's so nice. It is so nice to be in a good place to actually have time to enjoy living life.
Yeah, we're going to lunch tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
I'm so excited.
Good thing you reminded me I should put it on my calendar. like I said, it's been a very busy hectic time. I've had a lot going on both with my regular work. There's been a lot of exciting things there, but I've had to take on a lot more responsibility lately. And that's okay. It's going to lead down some good paths. And then I thought I was done with my side gig for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Oh, no.
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I've been honored to work a little bit farther into our season, which if you get to work later into the season, that means you're doing a pretty good job.
Nice.
So that is pretty cool. I got to travel for that last weekend. Went to Omaha and I worked the first day. I did not end up working the second day, but I got to observe. But that also meant that I went to a bunch of breweries.
Yay!
Yay! So I went to a bunch of breweries in Omaha. We went to a place called Beercade.
Sounds
Beercade
really 2, cool.
Actually, not Beercade okay. 1, but Beercade 2, because Beercade 2 is supposedly much better than Beercade 1.
Okay.
I can't say anything because I have not been to Beercade 1, but I'm going to take them on their advice, yeah. I guess. And then friend of mine, a bicycle friend of ours, also lives in Omaha, and he and Cole got together and rode their bikes a little bit, and then we spent some time over at his house because he is a home brewer.
Cool.
And he has 4 different beers on tap right now, and a number of beers that are bottled and barrel-aged beers.
Wow.
It's like, whoa, this dude knows what he's doing, right? Ended up staying up until about 5 a.m. one night, drinking his homebrew, talking, getting to know each other better. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
So yeah, things have been going good. It's been fun. Just kind of living in the moment and not like worrying about what time of night it is. Or morning. Or the fact that, you know, you have to check out your hotel in about 4 hours.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like there's been so much that I've been doing since the last time I recorded. Because, like, you know, we had Thanksgiving. And I got to see my family. And Thanksgiving went really well. My mother has since put in some knitwear requests. which I'll talk about a little bit more later. And I had the opportunity to be a vendor for the first time. I've been thinking about this for a long time, about selling some of my knitwear, and I've done some of it. I've been doing some commission knits every once in a while. But I just decided, well, I'm just going to put together a little bit of an inventory and see what sells. And I had the opportunity to be a vendor at a local brewery on Small Business Saturday at Brightside Ale Works, and they're going to do it again, and I think I will do it again with them.
Yay!
So it was very cool. It was a small group. There were only four vendors. But I had a number of hats that I designed myself that, you know, had to say Beer Me on them and some other things. I had some other mitts and hats and
shawls.
Items, shawls for sale. Primarily the mitts and the hats went.
Okay.
So I think I know what I need to make some more of.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I was really excited. Like, I did not, like, it's like, oh, if I can, you know, sell a couple of things for today, that'd be great. I doubled what I expected, so that was kind of fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Like I said, they're going to do it again, and I'm going to do it again with them.
Nice. Hopefully it's when I can come.
I hope so. It'd be cool. It was small, though. Like, there weren't that many people. It wasn't really well advertised. That's okay.
But it's at a brewery, and you're my friend, so I think it's pretty great.
It was a good time. Well, and it actually got me talking. There is another vendor there who she's also a knitter, but she does a lot more artwork and drawing and things like stickers and cards and things like that. And we're actually talking about doing some bartering for some different products and things.
Fun!
And just kind of the idea of how bartering should be more of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, money is fine, but, you know, I could make you this, and you want to trade me for this thing or this service, it would be great. So, yeah. It's kind of cool.
That's really cool. I'm excited to see what you guys come up with.
I know. I have a little logo for my Instagram account and my, you know, since it would be design business. And I'm going to have her do a couple different images for me for business card.
Yay!
Kind of excited.
And the little sheep, it has a name, right? You gave him a name?
I don't think that I did.
Oh, okay. I was like, if so, I don't remember it, and I want to know it.
I don't think that I did. Maybe
just a
I
cute
should.
Sheep.
Just a cute sheep. I ended up buying a dress form so I could model things and take pictures when it's not on me necessarily. It's really handy for displaying items, but I did name her. Her name is Muriel.
Oh, I love it. It's a great name.
It is a great name.
Yay!
So yeah, those are, you know, really I feel like I've things. Had a lot of exciting things going on right now, and it's kind of fun. It feels good. So how about you? What's new with you?
I'm trying to think. So when we recorded last time, I had Thanksgiving with my family.
Yes.
Yes, and I talked about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so since then, we've had Thanksgiving with Brian's family, and that was a lot of fun. So Brian's brother hosts, and we have Thanksgiving at Noonish, and then we hang out for the whole day, and then it's pizza later at night.
Mm.
So it's super fun. We didn't make it to pizza, though. We were too tired. We really wanted to.
That sounds like fun, though.
It was a great day. Great food. Just good to talk to everybody and hang out. And Brian and I even had, like, they have a foosball table, and we actually got to play.
Nice.
Not, like, a real game. But we hit it back and forth for a little bit, and we're like, this is so cool. We're not watching a toddler right now. And on Thanksgiving Day in Des Moines, and I'm sure this is common in other cities, too, but we had a turkey trot.
Mm-hmm.
And after the turkey trot, which is a 5K or 5-mile run, there is a tot trot. So we did not run. Well, we didn't run the 5K or the 5 mile. But Riker ran the tot trot, which is a 200 meter run. So stinking cute. And like, there, he's just all bundled up and he's so excited.
It was a pretty cold day that day. I was impressed.
And the runners all got like a hat and a coffee cup or a hot chocolate cup, because then they have to serve hot chocolate after. But Riker got a medal, and I thought that was kind of a cool touch for a kid. That's and cool. He did really good last year. I picked him up at a few parts, and this time he ran the whole time.
Good for him.
So I thought that was pretty cute. And there was a lot more kids this year, and he did a nice job kind of navigating. Like, we ran with him, but he did a good job navigating around people. And his great-grandpa and grandpa got to come and watch, and grandma. So that was neat, too. I think that's kind of me.
Oh, right. So I guess we have a few announcements.
Mm-hmm.
A little update on the Stash Challenge. It is still going. We have 1 month left. Plenty of time to finish all the yards or meters or whatever you are counting in.
Or buy some yarn.
Or buy some yarn. Yeah, Caitlin, you can buy all the yarn.
You too, Kelsey.
There's plenty of time. I'm sorry. I've bought plenty lately. yes, because I am still solidly in last place. Yeah.
She's coming for me, though. I'm a little scared.
I am. I'm trying. I'm going to get there. I don't know, but you have a big finish to talk about. So.
I do.
Shannon is still leading, amazingly, with a negative almost 25,000 meters.
Wow.
So cool. I know that they got some new yarn recently, though. They got to go see somebody, and they got to pick out some yarn, and it was fantastic. Emery is not too far behind with a negative 16,576.
Wow.
And Linda Collins, you're still in third, negative 11,808 meters.
Nice job, guys.
Currently, Caitlin has me by about 7,000 meters.
Woohoo!
Yep.
I'm going to keep fighting the good fight over here. I'm going to try.
I'm going to try too. Don't worry.
Oh, I went to the yarn store yesterday.
Oh, good.
To buy a gift, and I only bought the gift.
Good for you.
Although, I think that's one disadvantage, because I believe with the challenge, if you gift yarn, that counts as coming out of your stash.
No,
it doesn't?
It does not.
Okay, I thought it did. Nope. I guess it didn't matter either way then. But I did buy some very pretty yarn that I want, so I'm sure my recipient will like it.
That is, I imagine so. I'm very excited for our swap. We, this year, I put together a little swap, and I think next year it might open up to a few more people if it all goes well. But we did a little swap where the idea was to primarily put together a little sock swap. So you have a project bag and a skein of sock yarn and little notions or something that you want to send your little partner.
I'm really excited about mine.
I am going to put mine together this weekend, I think.
Yay!
So I'm kind of excited. I'm looking forward to that. But yes, we're continuing on with the stash competition. We just got out the stein, or our stein today, to make sure it is as pretty as we thought it would be, and it is.
I like it. It's super cute.
It is very cute. And the best part is there's one for us and one for us winner, so.
Yeah, so it's not over yet, friends.
Not over. There's still time. Remember, you can get entries on Instagram and Ravelry, Instagram and our website, and you can put it on to the entry form, and you can find the entry form link on our website and Instagram and all the places.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where it's at. We are getting ready to start thinking about what our knit-alongs, craft-alongs might be for 2023. We're kind of leaning towards the idea of kind of some kind of quarterly ideas, breaking it down a little bit so that it's not necessary to compete throughout the entire year. But there may be another, stein available next year. We shall see.
Yeah.
Because Caitlin and I are going to continue to go head-to-head for our stash.
Heck yes.
So, Good luck to you all now and in the future.
Yay. Make really excited. We have got some really fun ideas.
We do. And we're going to ask for a little bit of your feedback as well, both in the chat rooms and probably on Instagram. So if you have any thoughts, we'd love to hear it.
Yes. We want to make it as fun as possible.
We are here for you.
Thanks, guys. You're the best. I just have a really quick one. I had talked about, I started a new Instagram account to track knitting every day and biking every day. Mm-hmm. And I originally named it Caitlin N. Lloyd Knits. And then I was like, well, if I'm talking about biking, I should probably be more accurate. So it's now Caitlin N. Lloyd Knits and Bikes. I imagine if you already followed me, it's no big deal. But if you're looking for me and you listened to a previous episode, I was saying a username that doesn't exist anymore.
There you go. All right, Caitlin. What have you been listening to lately?
Shifter.
Is it a bike thing?
Yes. How did you know?
Just guessing.
So I mentioned this last, either in the, within the last two episodes, I mentioned watching some of this individual's video logs. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was worth putting a shout out because I've been enjoying it so much that I now have their YouTube page up and I'm trying to go through all their videos. So this is, he's a journalist, Tom Babin, lives in Canada and bike commutes. Okay. He has written a book. I'm going to have the title wrong, but it's about biking in the winter. Like, it's like, can you bike in the winter? And then he, whenever he talks about it, he's like, short answer, yes, you absolutely can. which is true. Like, there's so many people I run into and they're like, well, you couldn't bike today, right? It was 40 degrees out. I'm like, actually, yeah.
I had that question today. I'm like, okay, so what do you do when you what do you do for biking in the winter? Do you have a trainer? Well, yes, I do, but I also go outside.
Yeah. So I think that's a common thing. I might have to check out the book. But the video log is all about just different bike commuting things. I've learned a lot. I have probably bought some more products that I probably didn't need, but couldn't help it. But it's cool. And I've learned a little bit more about the lingo, and it's educated me a little bit more about city design, mm-hmm. which I definitely want to learn more about. So it's just been a really great experience watching these videos. So I thought I would share it in case someone else likes it.
That intrigues me when you're bringing up city design, because that is, you know, one of the things I studied in school. So
you could teach me things. It's been cool. And I never knew that I could binge YouTube videos.
Oh, I do.
And I totally can. So hopefully I'll even start checking out some more of the knitting ones too.
A lot of them are just easy enough to, like, throw on in the background and at least catch part of.
I will have to follow your lead. I'm excited. So, all sorts of new things for me. Kelsey, mm-hmm. What's brewing?
Well, I think I'm going to start with what's in my hands.
Excellent.
I started a new hat this morning.
It's really pretty.
It is using some of my hand spun. I forget what the fiber is. I know it's not merino, but it is a nice soft wool that I am really, really, really enjoying working with. And I actually had knit something out of it. Well, sort of something out of it. I never actually finished it before, and I ripped it out. And so I'm re-knitting the yarn now, and it's knitting with no problem. So it's a really luscious yarn that I'm so enjoying working with.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had originally knitted on with, like, cast on, like, 120-something stitches. Like, oh, that ended up being way too much.
Okay.
And, like, didn't quite have enough to turn it into, like, a little crop top. So I was like, okay, fine. Then I ripped it all out.
Oh.
Yeah. I had all these plans to turn it into a little crop top, little racer neck, racer back crop top, and
cool.
Like, well, it didn't work out. And that's okay. But it's like, I really love this yarn. It's just so much fun. But I just cast on 100 stitches and did some ribbing. 3x1 ribbing, and now I'm going on to just some stockknot in the round for a hat. Because this is one where I spun the fiber end to end, and it's definitely stripes because I used long draw and then I chain plied so that all of the color would stay together.
Cool.
So it kind of turns into like a gradient of sorts. And yeah, it's really nice yarn. It's a cool gradient and it's going to turn into a hat and mitts.
It fades really, really pretty from color to color.
Thank you. I think this is from Three Waters Farm, probably, from when I was in their fiber club.
Nice.
I have really been enjoying working with my hand knit, or hand spun, a lot more lately. Because I'm actually getting decent at spinning.
You're awesome at spinning.
You should have seen my beginning yarn. My beginning yarn, not so great. But the yarn I make now is definitely great to knit with, and it's great. Along that same line, I mostly finished my combo spin. So I haven't quite measured it out yet. I need to take a little bit of a twist out. It did end up being a little bit too overplied. But that's okay. I think I can run it back through the wheel a little bit, take a little twist out, and it'll be just fine.
I didn't know you could do that. That's cool.
So you can just kind of run it back through and you could do more twists in or less twists out. And then I'll measure for final yardage, but I'm thinking I have somewhere in the range of 2,400 meters.
Solid.
Yeah. So it should be pretty good for a sweater, I think. And then, so that's pretty much done. I have another spinning on the wheel right now. On my kiwi. So I have a kiwi too. And I'm on a sometimes you just stop words.
Words are hard.
anyway, so I'm working on another spin right now, and this is actually going to be for our last prize winner.
Yeah,
I was going to pick something out of what I already had in my stash, but I found something I really wanted to spin for her, and she's going to get it soon.
So nice.
I'm almost cool. Done. I have like 3 feet left of the braid to spin. I'm going to probably go home and spin that tonight, actually.
Yay.
And fly over the weekend and be off for next week. So that's exciting. I have been doing a lot lately. Like, I feel like my stuffer is just, like, flying off the needles. I mentioned last time the, I think I referred to it as the rose sweater. One that I didn't necessarily want to put in the notes.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't want to give any credit to. I have made more progress on it.
Cool.
Last week, I had seamed everything together.
Okay.
And so I'd had all the front and back panels. And I seamed the whole body together. So that was kind of where I was at then, or I was about to seam it all together.
Okay.
It's all seamed together now. And then I've picked up, it has ribbing on the bottom. And I've finished all the ribbing on the bottom. So the hem is all done. And it pulls it in great. I was afraid. Oh, so it's such a large, so it's a very oversized. Mm-hmm. It's meant to have about 10 inches of positive ease.
Okay.
So I swim in it because mine really does have 10 inches of positive ease. It's like I really kind of wish I would have gotten down a size.
Okay.
But I think it'll be okay, honestly, especially if it's super wash yarn. I'd like to toss it into the dryer for just a little bit. Get it to kind of like shrink up just that little bit. And I think it'll be about perfect, especially once I've started working on the collar now, which will add about 6 more inches across the front. So it'll bring it a little bit closer. I'm hoping that'll be enough to keep it on my shoulders.
Oh, that might be where that the problem structure. Is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you actually knit the collar and then you seam the collar onto the body.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting.
There's a lot of seaming in this.
Hmm.
And I think some of it is good. It definitely adds structure to the garment, which definitely has its place. And then eventually I'm going to have to go back and finish the ribbing on the sleeves. But it's moving right along, and I think I'm going to like it better than I thought.
Good.
So
good.
At least there's some good coming out of it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And then, as a friend of mine saw that I was vending some of my stuff, he saw some of the hats I had made in the past and asked if I could make them for his daughter and to-be son-in-law at some point for Christmas.
Cool.
So I am knitting those. And, well, sort of knitting those. One, I am knitting, and it uses Kid Classic Alpaca, and is going to be one of my Beer Me hats.
Excellent.
And then the other,
for the alpaca, are you going to need to do anything different for that one, or were the originals alpaca too?
I'm not doing anything different, because it's an alpaca wool blend.
Oh, gotcha. So I missed that. Sorry.
I just said alpaca, so I didn't say alpaca wool blend, but it's okay. an alpaca wool blend. And I have a hat in it already that I love, so I know that it lives up to wearing well.
Yes.
And I kind of like how I've actually done color work in it before, and it lays very nicely, and it kind of just works very well, and it holds together very well.
Yay.
And then the other hat, I am actually doing some Tunisian crochet.
Nice.
I did, this is actually the second version of this hat. So I made one in the Kid Classic, and it turned out to be a little bit small. I would say it turned out to be like a kid-sized hat rather than an adult-sized hat.
Okay.
So I'm really hoping that this one turns out to be an adult-sized hat. But the problem is, it doesn't quite have as much stretch as knitting. It's definitely more like crochet, where it doesn't have as much give.
Okay.
And if you're not careful, so you can pretty. Be tight. So I've definitely added on more stitches this time around. Oops. As I drop it all on the floor. This has Malabrigo Rios. And just like Rowan Super Wash Wool. In a blue and gray.
That's fun. And it's, do you say crocheted? It's crocheted
it's
flat?
It's Tunisian crochet. So it's crocheted flat.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's going to end up being too small.
I hope not. Oh,
I think so.
It's really neat.
We still have to seam it together.
Maybe it'll be something you sell at a vendor sale.
I know, but that means I'm going to have to do it again.
Oh. It's very pretty. The blue is really pretty.
I'm just afraid that it's going to be too small. Mm. Oh, man. But that's adventures in Tunisian crochet for you. Like, I've actually added 4 stitches and went up in stitch size. Like, in hook size. Like, multiple sizes up. And it, like, the first one I made was such a dense fabric. Now, I don't know. I think I'm going to rip it out and try it again.
Shoot.
But I'd rather it actually, like, fit right. Darn. Adventures in... Oh, man.
What do you like? Let's take
a good gulp.
Okay. Clink.
Sorry. Man.
That's a bummer.
It's okay.
Still a bummer, though. You're allowed to be frustrated.
I'm going to be frustrated, but it's still good. There's something, though. So you actually knit the ribbing, or you crochet the ribbing part, the ear band, in a strip. And then you come back and then you pick up for the stitches for the top at the ends of each row. But it almost makes the ribbing part, your ear band part, wider than the rest.
But you think you kind of want the opposite. You want a little more firmness there.
So I almost want to pick up more stitches per row. Things to think about. All right. Well, I think with that, whether I have anything else to talk about or not, I think I might call it good.
That sounds good to me. I think I'm going to start with what I am currently knitting on, which I have not talked about this in a while.
It has been a little bit.
This was this summer. It was my Thursday knitting project because we would bike to a local winery and they have like a concert series over the summer and spring. And so that I would keep it in my bike and knit there. West Side Market Bag by Corey Purdom. And I kind of mentioned this before, but I am breaking some of the rules. They went into really awesome detail on how to make this like a really awesome bag, like using different needle sizes. And I didn't do that. But it is turning out fantastic. I really like it. I'm on the like lace rows now, and it is nice to have it as something that I'm not knitting all the time, because despite me liking cotton, my hands do appreciate it being in between, not an all the time thing. And I am knitting this in Lion Brand's Re-Up, which I don't know if they're going to bring it back or not. It looks like it was like something they brought up, and when I go to the website out, there's always less and less colors. It is in saffron, and I'm holding it double. And it's going to be a nice, good-sized bag. I'm not sure if it'll have a specific purpose or just be something I grab on the way out the door to go grocery shopping. It'd be really fun to take it to the farmer's market. I'd feel really,
that
like...
That would be, like, very, like, appropriate.
Yeah, really up with it. But I'm enjoying it, and it's fun to see the way that the color kind of marls together, and... It's making a nice, straight, stretchy, I think pretty strong bag.
That's cool.
Thanks. I am inching through the Megan Jane. This is by Katie Pomper, and I have been working on that almost every night, and I'm so surprised at how much faster it feels like I'm going.
Than the first time around?
Yeah.
You probably are.
Even though I'm not, like, the overall, like, number of days is going to be longer, because I'm not doing it every night like I was before, where like we're in bed, like I was knitting it for like half an hour of the night before. But I feel like my pace and my confidence is definitely faster.
Your confidence is definitely faster, that's for sure.
Like, and when I previously did it, I like checked off each row, and now I just kind of glance and go. I'm like, oh, I'm like, I'm almost as cool as Kelsey. So it's been really cool. I'm glad that I've knit two of them, and just learning this for myself is really cool.
That's cool. It is always kind of fun doing something like you haven't done in a while and doing it again and see how well it goes the next time.
Yeah, I recommend it. I don't know if I have a lot else to talk here. Like, I've touched a lot of things, but I don't really have any news on them. They're all going pretty good.
Oh, I have a new cast on I didn't talk about.
Oh, let's hear it.
I should probably talk about.
Yeah.
Because it's a very exciting one, and it will be done by the time that we're talk again. And it'll actually, yeah, it'll be close to being to my mother by the time we talk again.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, we must talk about this.
So, my mom, out of... Well, not, I don't want to say completely out of the blue, because it wasn't completely out of the blue. She did come to the vendor market last weekend. But she then sent me a link to a specific pattern and said, oh, well, this would be really nice. I would really like to have something like this. And it's the Azzle Pullover by Heidi May.
Okay.
Also known as the Velvet Acorn. Most people have probably seen some of her designs. They're like the big animal, like cowl neck things.
Okay.
So like there's like a fox and bear, and they're so cute. They're big chunky yarn.
That's cool.
But this pullover is a super bulky weight pullover, and it is flying. It comes in sizes from 2 years old to an XL. And I am knitting the small medium in Malbrio Rasta in a beautiful blue and purple combination of Wales Road and Keller Sherry.
Cool.
So they're both blue and purples. One is just a little bit brighter than the other. And I'm alternating every other row.
Okay.
I am halfway done already, and I started 3 days ago. I went to the yarn store on Monday, bought the yarn for it on Monday, started Monday, and yep, we're about halfway done.
Excellent.
Plenty of time to get done in time for Christmas, so Mom will get that for Christmas.
Yay!
And yeah, so that's kind of nice. It's the only problem is it's quite heavy, and it gets tiring to work on.
I could see that.
But I got the front done, and then I bound off the neck, and I started on the back, and then I will pick up for the collar, because it's got a cowl collar, and then I'll just have to attach buttons.
Yay, buttons!
So we'll have to figure out some buttons, giant buttons.
I think button shopping could be so fun, but so hard.
I wish we had a better place to go to actual button shop.
Mm-hmm.
There really isn't anywhere around here that has anything I can't get on. I hate to say that I can't get online.
Yeah.
But it's like your plain old plastic buttons or all just the regular big old box store buttons. It's like, I wish I could find something more interesting.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll stumble on someone that's a small business online and find something.
That would be cool. I hope so.
Either way, I think you'll find something fun.
Problem will be, I'm not sure what color I want to do. I kind of debated black or silver or like wooden.
Hmm. Yeah, you have a lot of options with that colorway.
I think anything of those would look well with it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that gold is definitely out. My mom would hate that. But other than that, I'm pretty wide open.
I can't wait to see what you pick out.
I need 10 one-inch buttons.
Okay. 10.
10. It's a bunch of them.
I think that brings us to FOs.
Sweet. I know. I have finished some hats.
Yay.
I have been on a hat kick. Here, I'll just show you. We'll go down the list.
All right.
Like I said, I did a version of this Tunisian crochet hat, which I realized I never mentioned the pattern. It is the Mesa hat by Tony Lipsy.
Okay.
Which I've actually done before. I did it last year. And then I did one again this year. And then I did this one. But I finished one of them, so that counts as a finished object.
Yay!
And I happened to, I saw some of my best friends in Omaha over the weekend.
Those are great pictures.
And their daughter, like, she picked it up and tried it on, and it, like, so perfectly fit the outfit she was wearing right down to, like, the fabric. The weave of the fabric, the waffly weave of the Tunisian crochet matched her, like, waffle weave of her shirt. And the green was the same. And it's like, well, I guess you get that.
Aww.
It didn't really have a destination. It was more just a, like, test to see how it would go.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, it's all yours.
Aww.
I've been doing a bunch of stuff kind of in chunky, bulky weight stuff. My niece found a scarf the other day when we were out and about. And she would not put down the scarf. It's like, I can make you that scarf because I knew what the pattern was. I could tell you what the pattern was. Like, I can go to the store and get that yarn and make that scarf. But no. My sister or my mom, someone decided to go ahead and buy it for her. I'm like, okay, whatever. But I found a yarn in my stash that matched the same, like, color orange of her scarf.
Okay.
So I decided to make a hat for her. And I used the Mistake Rib Stitch hat by Vanessa Ewing. And I found some stash in my yard, or some yarn in my stash. It's at least 10 years old.
Nice.
Yeah.
Deep stash.
Deep stash. And it is now a hat. It's no longer stash.
Yay.
Awesome thing is, I did it in less than 24 hours.
Wow.
It flew. Super, super flew. And now I have some ideas for how to kind of use that same stitch pattern and some other things. So I'm kind of excited about it.
It's a really neat pattern.
It really is. I think it'll look nice on some other, like, sizes and kind of variations. But it was a fun knit. And it's, you know, pinks and orange and purple. It's cute.
Mm.
And I finished one Beer Me hat in alpaca.
The crown is so cool.
I had so much fun with that crown. It has... It's my own crown design, and it does, like, two colors as, an eight-point star.
It's cool.
It's pretty fun. And that one did sell. And I'm really excited about that one. I think there are going to be more that are going to be similar. I did corrugated ribbing and my Beer Me design and an eight-point and star crown. Pretty fun.
And, like, the star is multiple colors, too. So you have, like, the color of the hat, and then, like, it's almost like an outline around the star, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
That was the exact idea, that it would be an outline around it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say you definitely did that. It's awesome. Thank you. So cool.
I have been playing around with some crown designs and different decreases on how to make that work. And so that was a fun one. I am really liking using that Kid Classic. It's a really fun yarn. It moves right through your hands. It holds together well. It doesn't slide too much.
Nice.
It's not too scratchy for being an alpaca. So, okay, so it is, my bad, it's not alpaca. It's mohair.
Oh, no way.
I am completely wrong. It is 70% wool, 22% goat, and 8% nylon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it is a really good yarn to work with.
Might have to do some adventures myself with that yarn then.
Comes in a lot of colors. You know, I think that about does it for me for finished objects.
So tonight I finished my garter squish.
Woo!
So that's so exciting. I ended up going back to the original cast on and putting on more red on the other side because mm-hmm. I had some extra red yarn so that my red section is more than a row. And I think that all the colors are defined. They're definitely all different, like, styles and widths. And I've used all sorts of different types of yarn in it. I'm sure I've broken all the yarn rules.
You know, in a blanket like that, I don't care what the rules are. You have your own rules.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'd say it's mostly acrylic, but I know there's some wool in there. I know there's some yarn that I don't know what it is. I had like a bunch of cones of yarn that was really thin, and I like put that in there too. I held it like five, and then two of worsted. So, yeah, it was a really cool experience, and I'm excited. It's a pretty good size.
It really is. It covers her entire living room floor.
Yep.
The entire living room floor.
Yeah. So it's cool. It's been fun to work on it. It's been really nice to use that stash because other than like smaller projects, I really couldn't figure out what I wanted to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like do something or donate it so someone else can enjoy it. And I got to enjoy it.
I really do think you're going to end up using it quite a bit. I think it will be
nice.
Useful.
Yay. Probably not a picnic blanket.
No, but it could, you know, I think it's going to be a great tent, like fort blanket.
Yes. Yes. And it's super stretchy. So it'll be like, it'll be a really fun looking fort.
It will be. For a blanket
fort. Thank you. That's a great idea. So I'm excited. I can't quite remember when I casted that on, but I'm excited to maybe take on some smaller things mm-hmm. instead of something so heavy. Let's see. I started it March 13th.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't realize it's been that long. I guess I did pause it for a few things like test knits and things and came back to it. But yeah. Yeah, I'm ready for what's next and to just enjoy it on my lap while I'm knitting instead of knitting on it at the same time. It was nice, though, like every night when I like change into my pajamas before we sit and watch TV, I'll be like, I don't need to put sweatpants on. I'm good.
Good. I'm going to have a giant blanket on me. I'm good.
That's just going to be hot.
Yeah, you're just going to be hot anyway.
So, yeah, it's going to be a fun, snuggly, squishy blanket. And then I guess the next one I'll go with is In Front of Me.
Yes.
I knitted myself a hat and I did good.
It's about time.
So I followed the pattern, but then I ended up casting on several more stitches, which is kind of written in the pattern, like suggested, but like even the adult large, I did more stitches than that. So I ended up casting on 96 stitches and I did change the ribbing. I did one by one. And I held, why don't I start with what the project name is? It is the Marled Family Hat by Twin Stitch Designs, who is Julianne, which I think you guys can probably all expect that from me because I love marling. And I did link, she has a YouTube podcast, so I linked that with my notes on the project. I held double Knit Picks Stroll in black and the Knit Circus Greatest of Ease Love is Love. It is one of the retired versions of the colorway, but it is the rainbow, starting off with like an indigo blue and then going through the rainbow. And I almost even made it through. I didn't make it to the red. I played with the idea with the pom-pom, but I don't know. I like it the way it is.
I think it's good the way it is.
Yeah. Which I'm not against pom-poms, but I typically don't go for pom-poms. So,
although I could see where, like, you had that red and black pom-pom. I could see where that could work with that on there.
That could be fun. Yeah, especially with the black marling. But it fits great. It's a little snug, which is really what I was aiming for because I keep running into, like, making hats and I wear them a lot and then they get loose. And I know I can throw them in the dryer, but if it fits to start with a little better, it's going to get some better use and enjoyment.
That's where I've been on the opposite side lately. I'm making my hands too small lately.
We'll find it.
The quest for the perfect hat size.
Yeah, and I did go down several needle sizes too, because I really did want like a nice tight gauge, and I'm a loose knitter.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. That's really
a nice gauge on that.
Yay.
Can I try it on?
Absolutely.
That's nice.
Looks really nice on you.
I'm just going to keep it. Oh, that's nice.
I might make more than one. So, yeah. But it's rainbow. I don't have a Lenny rainbow. Yeah, I liked it a lot. But see, I used US-2 and US-4, and I think it called for a 4 and a 6. So.
Seems like a good combination of stitches then, or a number of stitches then.
Hey, thank you. I tried to, like, I was being brave, and I've been trying to use more of my inner Kelsey and branch out.
Well, if it means anything, I used a 4 and a 6 on this hat that I'm working on with 100 stitches.
That's so interesting. It's so different. It's amazing how fiber behaves.
It really is.
It's pretty.
It does. This yarn is slightly lighter than that combination would have been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd say, well, okay. I feel like holding fingering double is like a worsted, but some people say DK.
Right. And so, it could be kind of either, depending on the weight of the fingering or the DK or the worsted.
That makes sense. And then lastly, I think I did talk about this one. Oh, yes. The Marvel family hat, I knit it in 2 days.
You did. You zoomed.
It was on fire. I was like, I love this so much. Like, I was walking around the house following Riker around, like, knitting.
Knit.
And I did have some car knitting, so that helped, too. Lastly, I finished my Pirate Santa hat, and that's by Maybe. And I'm super excited. I'm going to call it finished, but I haven't sewn on my pom-pom. But the knitting's done. I blocked it, which I think, like, certain hats, I feel like you can kind of get away with it. But in this case, the way the decreases were, it kind of, like, had, like, little humps. So I kind of smoothed that out because it was, like, every so many rows. There's a bigger gap than, like, a typical decrease. It's a Santa hat. So I think I blocked it pretty good. I still try to keep it, like, a gentler block because I want it to have the elasticity. But I'm excited. The color work was fun. It was super smart. I didn't have to carry a lot of floats through it because of the way that it was set up. And I used a lot of yarn that I had in my stash, which was really cool. It just makes me realize how, like, you can get a lot out of a scrap. So I had 8 grams of the red. I used 4, so I'm going to hold on to it because you never know if it comes up again. Or it might just be part of something scrappy and cool, but now I know.
You never know when you need that couple grams of, like, a little color to, you know, throw in as eyes or, you know, a nose. Or
yes. Yeah. Nose. So that was a cool thing to just kind of keep in mind. Yeah, I think that's me. I kind of noted this last time, but if you do want to check out more of Maybe's patterns, their Instagram is Moods of Maybe. And most of their patterns are written in both English and, like, for some reason, I want to say Dutch, but I don't want to be wrong. So, yeah. So there you go. And this is an older pattern. They've got tons of fun. Lots of color work, lots of mittens, lots of fun baby stuff. So yeah, that's me. That's 3 FOs.
Curious.
Mm-hmm.
Did you end up coming up with yardage on your garter squish?
Not yet. My master plan is to weigh myself and then try to hold the entire thing on the scale and maybe make Brian read the scale because there's no way I'm going to be able to see the scale. And estimate it from there and just call it all, like, red heart.
Not bad.
The weight. I don't think I really knitted anything thicker than that. So.
That seems reasonable to me.
It's going to be a crazy number. I don't know. It feels like, I don't know if it's cheating on the stash challenge or not.
Nope. You put all the effort into it. You know, knit all the things. So, on to stash enhancements.
All right.
Like I mentioned earlier, I did go to the yarn store.
Yay!
And my mother had requested, oh, well, can you do that in blue or perhaps purple? Like, well, Mom, if you had asked me something else, I could have gotten you a more neutral out of my stash, but you want blue slash purple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm in a competition, Mom.
Like, come on, Mom. So I went to the yarn store and I bought more yarn.
The sacrifices we have to make.
I know.
What did I do?
And so, like I said, I got some Malabringo Rasta, which has been very fun to knit with so far. And I have plans for all of it if I end up having extra leftover. I found some hats that are very cute. I have knit some hats in that size before. I do think I have another skein of Rasta in a pink. That would go very cute with some of it.
So oh, yeah.
Then I'll have to get out of my stash. But I, you know, I was talking about, I've reorganized a lot of my house and I finally am finding a spot for my stash. I'm really excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
You deserve a spot for your stash.
All of my college textbooks that I no longer have any purpose for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm giving up their spot on the bookshelf.
Yes.
Yep. It's becoming a yarn shelf.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so nice because, like, a shelf, like, displays it instead of drawers like
it
I
is.
Have.
And it's like one of those cubbies, so it's got, like, 9 different cubbies.
Oh, perfect.
I want to get one more, so I have one more wall, so then I'll have 2 walls of yarn.
Yay. Walls of yarn.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going
to walls of yarn. Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I got some Rasta, and it's fun, and I happened to be there, and I did one more skein of the Rowan Kid Classic, so I picked up one more skein of that, too, and I will finish that hat this week, I think, so yay!
You're on fire. That's awesome.
It is, seriously. I am definitely on, like, that hat kick. I think I'd go through this every year where it's just like, okay, there's the hat kick. And I churn out like another 10, 20 hats.
I might follow your lead, but maybe not with that many. But hats are fun.
Do it.
Maybe I'll make another rainbow hat for you. Ooh.
I do have a birthday next month.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I think that does it for me for Stash. Oh, I take it back. I have one more thing. I have the Christmas mystery fiber box from Watts Yarn.
Yay, Watts Yarn.
I haven't opened it yet, actually. But I haven't really been home the last few days of December to play with it. And my wheel is kind of full of stuff, so I'm not going to spin it right now anyway. So yeah. I'm living vicariously through others who have already played with it. And it's not a big deal to me that it's a mystery or not, because I'm kind of excited about it anyway.
Yeah.
I know that it's different colors and different brigades of wool and all of that, so it'll be fun.
That's cool to have the different breeds. Mm-hmm. Be cool to see. Are you thinking, I guess you'll have to see when you get to it, but I don't know why I'm answering my question for you. If that made sense. Yes. But are you planning on doing a combo spin or
different things? I haven't decided yet. Some people have spun each day separately, then plied them together. Some people have spun and then plied each day. I don't know yet. Because I did like the mini version, so it's not like an everyday event. I think it's like 6 different ones.
Cool.
Still fun. I'm kind of leaning towards leaving them all individual, but I could also see splitting them like in half or something and going one to the other. I don't know.
That'd be fun. See. Cool.
I still haven't done anything with my Halloween one, so.
See if you're in a Halloween or winter mood.
Exactly. We'll see what comes first.
Nice.
So do you have any stash enhancements?
I do.
You do?
But it's a bike stash enhancement. Again. <Okay. laughs> But this was so cool. And
Did you buy another bike?
No. I wanted to, but it's not here yet. Been saving for it for, I don't know, like 9 months now or something. I don't know. At least since last winter. So there is this company called Universal Pannier.
Okay.
And these range from like $9 to $20. And you put them on your backpack straps, or they even showed like a Yeti cooler someone was able to attach to. They have different ones depending. So I bought the backpack ones, and my straps were like just slightly longer than recommended. It looks like it's going to work great. I haven't been able to test it yet, but I think it'd be really nice. Like, I have panniers that I love, but just for like a quick jaunt around or a day where I don't need to carry as much stuff, it might be nice to be able to just use my work backpack and be able to throw the straps on my arms when I park my bike. And yeah. Ooh. So these are a little bit different than the other ones. Like, so the ones I have go around your backpack strap, and then you secure them with screws. But there's other ones where you actually go through your strap.
Okay.
Cool. So
I can see how either could be useful.
Yeah, so it's neat and definitely less expensive than buying a new bag. But then again, like, my backpack is not waterproof. I'm going to have to make sure that it's not too long and it doesn't, like, sit on my cassette. Which I might be able to just put it on the other side, but we'll have to see.
You could always perhaps spray some waterproofing on your backpack.
That's true. Yeah. That's a really good point.
Might not hurt anyway.
Yeah. And, like, at least in the case of this one, I can just take these off and put it on another bag if it doesn't work. So, I thought it was neat, and I thought it was worth it.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So, I'm excited about it. They're called Universal Paneer. Their customer service is fantastic. I actually messaged them, and they responded the same day. So.
Oh, that's cool.
I appreciated it. All right. And it's a small business. Like, they just have their 4 or 5 different ones, and yeah.
I don't really use paneers too much, but I imagine that there are people that would find this very helpful.
Yeah. I use them a lot. I did the backpack thing for a while, and I hated it.
Oh, for sure. No, definitely.
And other people don't mind it at all, and that's great, but it was not for me. Yeah, I think that's me.
All right, I think that brings us to hangovers. And the only hangover that I had was the one that caught me earlier, and we've already kind of talked about.
Surprise hangover.
That was a surprise hangover. So at this moment in time, it is definitely a huddle up in the corner in the blankets hangover. Until I decide what is going to be best, getting up or going back to sleep. I don't know.
Are we thinking to review our next beverage?
I think so.
Okay.
Because my beer is definitely empty and I keep reaching for it.
I hate that.
I know. I could go for a drink. Nope, I can't. So our second beer is also a V beer. And it's called the Vienna Symphony, which is a Vienna-style lager. Also from an Iowa brewery, which is the Kelowna Brewing Company. Out of Kelowna, Iowa. So this is on the other side of the state. Well, no, not exactly the other side. Both on the southern tier of Iowa in kind of the south central, southeast side of our state.
Okay.
And this one I think I have had before, but it's been quite a while. A little bit more relaxed in the alcohol. 4.9% ABV. No super cool story other than saying heavenly beers brewed by mere mortals.
I'm into it. And it's in purple writing, so bonus points to me. I'm so impressed you found 2 beers that started with the letter V.
I was surprised. And then I like hemmed and hawed on the second one. It's like, nope, we're just going with it because V.
In the name of the alphabet and our obligation.
Like, okay.
We've got to complete our challenge. It's good. It's definitely a lighter body. I'd say it has a lot of the like classic lager feelings that I get when I drink it.
It does, but it doesn't like leave you missing anything.
Yeah, full flavor. Light body, but full flavor.
Do you get like a slight smokiness almost?
There's something. I can't quite put my finger on it, but that's probably the best word. Wait, and both the beers you chose tonight are in Iowa.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I said that.
I just should have been more excited when you said that. It just took me a second.
2 Iowa beers. Yeah. I managed to find 2 Iowa beers to start with V.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
I know what I was sidetracked. Not only does Kelsey have V and Z, but she also got Q. So, just in case we forget to celebrate this when we get to Z, just remember that Kelsey did it.
A lot of hard letters. On Untappd, it says, play a little tune, laugh a little laugh, and make merry while enjoying this amber-colored Austrian-style lager with a malty creaminess, subtle notes of nuttiness, and chocolate, and a clean, smooth finish for your flute-whistling palate. There are only 92 check-ins on Untappd. Only 92.
Good. You found a unique one. Good job.
Not sure if it's unique or just hasn't gotten drank very much or checked in very much, especially with it being like a smaller Iowa brewery that's not always so mainstream. And definitely not a mainstream style beer, that's for sure.
Mm-mm.
But definitely, I'd say a clean, smooth finish. And
yeah, checks the boxes.
I'm not a big lager fan in general, but I've been enjoying a few of the darker lagers.
I do like a dark lager. I am with you. And I mean, typically, I think this one is on the edge of an intro. Like, you could give this to someone that may not venture into craft beers, and I think they could enjoy it. But it also has enough flavor and interest that any craft person could enjoy it, too.
There is a craft beer bar here in Des Moines that is notorious for the fact that they forever did not sell domestic beers. They do now, a handful. But forever, you actually had to go next door to their sister bar to get domestic beers.
Oh, yeah.
And but this would be, like, the perfect, oh, see, so you don't want to go next door. You're not really a fan of craft beer. But you're really looking for, you know, that American-style lager. This could be that entry into it.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, shall we move on into our topic?
Absolutely.
Unless you have something more to say about the beer.
I don't. It was good. Check it out, friends.
All right. With that, we're going to move into our topic. And this episode will be coming out shortly before Christmas, I assume. Most likely. And with that, we thought we would kind of cover some of our holiday traditions. Kind of felt like a day for a good comfort, cozy, happy story.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how we could come up with a way to portray that comfort. And I thought maybe some traditions might be the way to go.
I love it.
I know, like, with my family, it's evolved over the years. Mm-hmm. And everything about Christmas or the holidays has evolved. Even straight to the fact that, yes, I do celebrate Christmas, but not to the point that I once was. My husband grew up as a Jehovah's Witness. And they do not really celebrate Christmas. It's another day of the year. And if they feel like giving a gift, they give a gift. Not because of a holiday, but just because they actually want to. So I feel like that's one of the things that I have definitely picked up from them.
Cool.
I've gotten to the point where gifts are fun. I enjoy giving gifts. But I don't like having to give gifts.
Yeah, I agree. And I wonder, like, not that we need to get rid of gift-giving holidays. But I feel like there's so many times where I find something and then I, like, hold on to it and wait on it. Where I would just like to be like, hey, I thought of you.
Right.
Here you go.
Exactly. And that's kind of where I have moved to in my life is, oh, well, I found this and I really wanted to give it to you.
Hmm.
So here.
And then that feels so good on both ends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like, oh. But with that, like, how I have thought of my gift giving has changed. Rather than, you know, okay, I have to give a gift for everybody. I gave myself a goal this year to think about each of my family members. And if I wanted to give them a gift, what would I want to give them?
Okay.
Or I spent the year looking at different things and thinking, oh, if that something reminded me of a person, I actually grabbed something and was trying to think of it well in advance.
That's awesome.
And I realized we just got down this whole gift-giving thing. But I wanted to touch on not just gifts, but just the holidays.
Yeah, I love that. I love putting that thought out there. That's right. Really cool, Kelsey. And Cole, thank you.
Yeah. It's just, I want my gift to mean something. Want it to feel good, I just don't want to give a gift.
Mm-hmm.
I want there to be a purpose. But with that, So my family, we definitely get together over the holidays. And for most of the last few years, it has been all about the gifts, all about the gifts, all about the gifts. Especially when there was one grandchild. And they were, it was their first Christmas, and nothing like a first Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be special. And of course, it's going to be special when there's one grandchild. But I think for our adults, it's always good to know that, you know, holidays, they evolve. And what brings you joy this year could be different than next year or last year. Or, you know, holiday traditions are great, especially if they're traditions you love, but they shouldn't either be forced on you either.
Yeah.
And growing up, we really didn't have a lot that were like, oh, it's not like we had to go do this or had to go do that. And now it's simple things like, oh, we're going to wake up, go up to grandma or go up to my mom's on Christmas, and we're going to start with spiked coffee.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Spiked coffee and breakfast and stockings.
I'd take that before any gift.
Mm-hmm. And those are the things that are starting to mean more. I want to just spend the time. I want to go have breakfast and have that spiked coffee and then morning breakfast conversation. And
yeah.
The walk around the yard. And
yeah, that's the stuff I like too. Like, I have people in my life that like have it in mind who's giving them what. And I've like, they've like checked in like, hey, did you get this? Did you get this? It's like, hey, this is not the spirit of Christmas or gift giving. No. Like, I get not wanting to buy something someone doesn't like, but you do have to take it as kind of like a surprise and there a moment.
In my two cents, there should be more to this idea of the holidays than, oh, can you just check off my gift list?
Yeah. I mean, they have their place. And I know, like, some people that's it's really important to them to, like, be able to get me something. So I'm like, fine, here's some things. But there's a line.
Well, even, like, the day of Christmas for my family, we get, like I said, we get together for breakfast. And then we do stockings. And I would like to take the time to enjoy it and just, you know, oh, enjoy the stocking. I don't want to be rushed through it.
I look forward to my chapstick.
Me too. Tell you what,
it's just normal chapstick, but I'm like, I know I'm gonna get something. It's not always chapstick, but like something like that where I'm like, yes.
Or batteries.
Yes.
AA batteries. Oh, always. I always get batteries in my stocking.
That's a great gift idea.
Mm-hmm.
Great stocking idea.
So our stockings are always things like that. So it's, you know, chapstick and batteries and a pair of socks and perhaps some chocolate that hopefully hasn't melted because it's been hanging over the fireplace.
Even better.
Because so often my family forgets that the fire is right there. It's going to melt all the chocolate.
Well, then you can dump it into your coffee. Spiked hot chocolate coffee.
Mm.
It could work. Oh, that's too funny. I love that.
So we do stockings, or we do the presents, and eventually then we hang out and play with our presents and things. So it's always the fun of, oh, what things get to be put together, and what things need to be read now, or what gets to be played with right away.
That's cool to see what people do.
Do you have any Christmas morning traditions?
Yeah, so they've definitely changed as well as, like, moving to Iowa has changed where I am located for Christmas morning. Growing up, though, this was kind of cool. We had Christmas morning in our pajamas at home, and then we went to my grandma's house, or grandma and grandpa's house, and did Christmas there that night. Mm-hmm. And I remember my grandma always made sure we watched The Grinch, the cartoon Grinch. So that was kind of a neat thing that I think we were all kind of doing for her, but we all kind of looked forward to it. And I think it's like maybe 15 or 20 minutes long.
Ooh. Was that all?
It's not long.
Oh, wow.
So, kind of a cool way to put in a movie without it being like a movie.
Right. This is Kelsey from the future. We've had that point.
We did stockings and things too. And then Brian's family, it's really cool. We all get together.
At this point. Unfortunately, you're going to miss out on the story of Christmas at Brian's house. But Christmas is coming right up, and we're going to record just after that. So you'll probably hear about it on our next episode. Until then, enjoy this one, and we'll talk to you in the future. Bye.
Well, that all
things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tap as Gravelknits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/gravelknits.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Instagram and Ravelry as Bikes Brews Use. Wow, that's hard.
We've been talking for a while.
And on Untapped as Kelsey J.
It's a Christmas beer, guys. you can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin and Lloyd. And Caitlin and Lloyd Knits. Please message us and let us know what you'd like us to talk about. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, share it with a friend.
Please do. Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved. Regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we are trying to educate ourselves, there is always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.
Thank you.
Bam!